Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, who wants to ride that wave of love? There's a love I can feel rising with the dawn, reaching out to help us heal like ripples on a pond, offering us a choice these days to come, to ride the waves and be a voice for peace under the sun. Hey, everybody, surf's up, riding the wave of love, high on heaven above, dancing down to earth, the beautiful rebirth, riding the wave of love.
Welcome, everyone, riding that wave of love right into living the new Eden and knowing and experiencing miracles as normal and having a whole new capacity to live life because of that. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the radio show Living Eden, and I am your host, Sharon Walker. And I'm thrilled to be here with you. And Living Eden is the program devoted to inspire and empower us into our divine brilliance, always bringing new paradigm concepts, new projects, virtual journeys, meditations, and loving awareness. Thank you so much for being here. And the first thing I want to do to start off the show is send loving blessings and miracles to Nepal, because we're going to focus on Nepal today as the part of our planetary journey. So take a moment to breathe in and send that message from your God self. Blessings. Blessings, blessings of miracles to Nepal. And you beautiful people, thank you for being here. Thank you so much. I so appreciate all of you, and you are so needed on this planet to be the fullness of your being, to be the completeness of the divine essence that you are. And Living Eden is here to support you in that and to share with you many ways to be connected to others who are on this journey with us of co-creating the new Eden on planet Earth and living it in the fullest, even though that's a mystery. So every step we take, every breath we breathe, every thought we have can be brand new, and in many cases is. So let's take some of our beautiful, big breathing, galactic breathing breaths. I invite you to call in on the guest line, 909-533-8401. We'd love to have you live and present with us, bringing your energy. And another breath, breathing in through our hearts, the galactic heart, and the Earth's heart, inside of the divine cosmic heart of the universe. into your pineal gland and your pituitary. And down through your spinal column, filling your whole body with your presence. Down through your legs into the earth star below your feet, and down a golden cord to the center of the earth. And up from your heart to the high cosmic connection of God, or whatever you call God. And another breath deep, deep into your belly, your chest, your lungs, your throat, your head, filling your pineal and your pituitary glands, and traveling back out, bringing your presence back into your body. Filling you with your own essence, calling it home to the temple that you are. Filling all the rooms as your essence greets yourself within your body. And remember, you are presencing yourself in your body, and that your presence in your body is in the body of God, is in the cosmic body of love, and that your mind is not what's in your head, but this expansion of the mind of the divine. It's more than this little brain in your head. It is huge. And that's how you access the magnitude and the magnificence of who you truly are, by knowing that your brain is bigger than what's in your head, that that's only a little tiny speck of it, that you have access to all that is in this bigger brain, this bigger space. So let's breathe again, this galactic breath. And this time, releasing anything that blocks you from being your full self. And letting that block, those blocks, go out into the fullness of the divine great mother for her to love and transform the Black Madonna to love and transform. And another time, breathing in, breathing in the divine, moving it through your pineal and pituitary gland, and breathing out anything else left that keeps you blocked from your fullness. So now you have more room for your presence, your true presence, to fill your body. And this time, as you breathe in the divine, and as you breathe out your divineness into the divine to make communion between you, a consciousness of connection with your divineness and the divineness of God. And breathe in And hold that in the pineal gland. And breathe your divine self out. Connecting with the beloved. You are the divine's beloved, and the divine is our beloved. And now we dance that dance together, creating a cosmic womb for this show with the intentions and purpose of empowering ourselves and empowering this planet to transform itself along with us into the new living Eden, even more than it already is, for it has already begun. And part of that energy is the goodwill full moon that we had yesterday. Still, its energy hanging around. And this goodwill full moon is special in the sense of its energy is honoring spiritual unity in humanity. Acknowledging spirit as fun and joy on our journeys. Sometimes we forget that. We think it's all work, it's all growth, it's all focus. Well, it is those things. And spirit is fun. So much fun and enjoyment on our journeys. And that fun and that enjoyment is part of a great deal of the empowerment of what we are about. And marveling at how our life experiences have created magical lessons and wisdoms in our lives. Yes, marveling, going back and letting that be part of the joy that we begin to see how the hard lessons and the painful times have taught us and given us jewels so that now we can live a better life, a more fun life, a more free life, and wisdom on how to do that. So this June full moon is a great full moon to acknowledge that being and living spiritually need not be boring. It definitely does not need to be boring. We can actually have fun and enjoy the journey. And I know that there's a lot of people on the planet that think that being spiritual is boring. And it's only boring if you make it that way, because it can be the most exciting journey of your life. So let's have fun and enjoy the journey of this full moon, which is called the Goodwill Full Moon. And we're going to do the great invocation to follow that. And this is the third of three powerful full moons. In April, we had the Christ full moon, which honored the Christ within all of us and within all of creation. And then in May, we had the Wesak full moon, which is Buddha's birthday, honoring the God within all of us again and within all of creation. And June 2nd and 3rd is the Goodwill World Invocation Day full moon, honoring of spiritual unity in humanity. So to deeply connect to the Goodwill Full Moon and to awaken the highest potential in the hearts and minds of all of us, I invite you to recite in a united voice the Great Invocation. And the Great Invocation was given to us by Jawal Kool, was gifted to Earth. It's a group prayer for all humanity in the age of Aquarius for the next 2,000 years for the spiritual evolution of humanity. And you can repeat it with me. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of people. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of humanity. May Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of humanity, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the race of humanity, let the plan of love and light work out. And may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power co-create the new Eden on earth. And let's breathe into that. And I thank you for being a part of that with me. That's very powerful. And today, I would like to include Nepal as the journey point for our planet. So if you go to AirPano, AIRPANO.com, and you can type in Kathmandu, Nepal to look up. It might even be on your screen already that you can just click on. And Kathmandu is K-A-T-H-M-A-N-D-U. Nepal is N-A-P-A-L. Two words. And I think we all know that in April, there was a 7.8 magnitude earthquake in Nepal, which killed 7,000 or more people and injured even more. And the epicenter of the quake was 80 kilometers to the northwest of the capital of Nepal, which is Kathmandu. But it was still enough to inflict irreparable damage to the city. A lot of landmarks were destroyed, such as the Swayamhunath Temple, Patan's Durbar Square, Kathmandu's Durbar Square, and Dharahara Tower were among some of the ones that were damaged. So the city is not the same as it was before, and we don't know what it will be in the future. But because of AirPano and all of the pictures and 360-degree panoramas, which there's 17 of those, that were taken before this all happened, we know we can get on AirPano and we can look at what it was. And we can gather energy. To serve the people of Nepal to recreate this part of their country. And when you go to the the pictures, the panoramic pictures, there's 17 of them. And some of them have the people in them too, which is really nice because they don't always have the people in the pictures. And I think it's important for us to see and feel the people. And here, it does have the music, some of their music, on all of the panoramas. So let's see here. The first one is Kathmandu Valley. Huge amount of homes there and temples and buildings of all sorts. Huge amount at the bottom of that volcano. The second one is the rooftop of Buddha Gayangudi Gampa, which looks like a beautiful temple of some sort. The third one is Jagannath Temple. There's a lot of people in that one, you can see. Oh no, they're not people. I'm sorry. They're birds and an animal. And then on the stairs of Maju Deval Pagoda is the fourth one. And above the Swayambhunath Stupa is the fifth one. The sixth one is Hanuman Image. The seventh one is Asan Bazaar. The eighth one is Budhanath Stupa. The ninth one is the flight above Budhanath Stupa, so way over the top of it. And Changu Narayan Temple. And the 11th one is Kai Bhairav Shrine. That's quite an amazing one. They're all amazing. I'm going to click on the shrine. Wow. The colors and the people. And the next one is Sadhu of Dabar Square, the 12th one. And Swayambhunath Stupa again, 13th one. The 14th one is the temple at night. The 15th is the entrance to Budhanath Stupa. And the 16th one is a bird's eye view of Bhaktapur. The 17th one is Talmadge Square, Bhaktapur. Well, and I invite you to spend all week going through these panoramas and feeling the people and the land, and you could probably even see pictures of the destruction that happened so that you can give them even more feeling. And later we'll include them in our closing meditation. So the next thing that I want to touch into is Braveheart Women. Braveheart Women. And you can either stay with the pictures of Nepal, or you can go to braveheartwomen.com too and have that energy on your computer for you, so you have a visual of the idea of what's going on that arena. Braveheart Women was founded by Ellie Drake, who was a doctor, a visionary, a prosperity person, creator, and a pretty extremely amazing woman who started this from nothing. And as you are a part of Braveheart Women, you would be journeying with an inspired group from all walks of life. And it's for blossoming you into your magnificence with support from collaborative energies of like-minded women. You will find unending ways to put your inspirations into action. Which is so wonderful. Can you imagine yourself feeling a group of women who are excited, who are brilliant inspirations and spiritually supportive, because spiritual support is so powerful. You will find unending ways to put your inspirations into action through community, blogs, photos, videos, forums, events, groups, gifts, and incubation time. You can join around the world harmony tours. Yeah, that's one of the things they do, is they go around the world doing world harmony tours. And you can join them. You can be a part of that. You can be a part of it in person, physically, or behind the scenes, energetically. You can support a woman who is doing it and be verbally present. All kinds of ways you can be present with these world harmony tours and circles. They have world harmony circles all over the world. Maybe there's one in your area. If not, you could create your own. You can join DYBO. Hold on a minute here. Can be looking at these different places for a minute. While I dance your butt off. DYBO represents dance your butt off. You can join that. It's very popular through Braveheart Women. And you can do 9 classes per month for $9 a month. A dollar a class. And you can just do 1 month, or you can do as many months as you want. You can stop whenever you want. And there are videos. So you'll be part of a video. And you can get trained to do your own in your own area if you want. And women are loving these classes. They are really breaking through for women. So, and you can start a female quantum journey. The Female Quantum Journey section is 6 life-changing, vision-expanding, business-boosting courses. So there's 6 of them, and each one is focused on a specific aspect of your life. You can explore your global purpose. You can honor your professional purpose. We have 3 purposes. We have a global purpose, a professional purpose, and a personal purpose. And the way Ellie looks at it is that they all need to be taken care of and strengthened. And when they all are working together, they work much more powerfully. So there's a section for strengthening your global purpose, and one for your professional purpose, and one for your personal purpose. And you can, in this, all of this support, women go beyond where they ever thought they could go. And there's another series free series. You can sign up for 12 complimentary coaching calls on your Global Purpose one. Your Global Purpose one has 12 free complimentary calls, coaching calls. You can join in on HUG, which is an online marketplace which they are just developing and is not open yet, but you can still join in the fun and the development of that. You can participate in RISE, which is their annual four-day event, and it takes you off into personal discovery, life-changing experiences, bursting into higher inspirations, and giving you bright ideas and creative energy, revitalizing, refocusing, and meeting new like-hearted women, and so much more. This conference is huge. Very, very powerful. And this year it's going to be in Portugal. Yeah. So those are just a little scratching the surface of things that are available to you on Braveheart Women. So I invite you to go to braveheartwomen.com and check it out. With the energy to be, to create, and to collaborate. And meet Ellie. She's wonderful. You'll love her. And this is their sixth birthday. They've been around for 6 years now. So in order to celebrate their 6 years and continue the journey, they have enhanced the entire Braveheart Women platform. So you would be coming into an even more powerful, more wonderful, more beautiful, more everything space as they celebrate their sixth birthday. Now, let's take some breaths again. Noticing the deliciousness of you. And the joining of your breath with the breath of God. With the joining of yourself in your own body. With the joining of your consciousness and beingness, with the consciousness and beingness of God, who is waiting, has been waiting for that connection with you. And whatever word you use for God, or words, however, the divine feminine, the divine masculine, in sacred marriage. I always, when I think of the sacred marriage, remember a movie. It's also a book. Oh dear, I don't have that written down. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to remember it. Where the lion, I can't even remember the lion's name, ends up, the lion represents Christ, and it lays down on a rock or an altar rock and cracks open the rock and changes the world. Darn, I can't remember any of the names. But anyway, that's what the sacred marriage will do. this new sacred marriage. Not that there hasn't always been one, but it's going to a different level and happening everywhere. I mean, not just between people or within people, but with all of creation, because all of creation is masculine and feminine. And it's the marriage of the masculine and feminine that creates. So celebrate that right now. Celebrate that you are that. That everything is that, and it's happening everywhere, on all levels and dimensions. Delicious. And I'm going to call us into an even deeper space with the music Opening the Creative Flow of You by Jim Oliver. As you breathe and hear this music, let it bring you deeper into the womb of the Great Mother, the Black Madonna, that we created in the beginning, that we had this program in. And you can still call in after the meditation. I can talk to you if you call in 909-533-8401. And remember, Braveheart Women, and draw the energy of that organization in, into this time of our empowerment. Using your breath to breathe it in, your galactic breath. And opening yourself and uniting with the energy of this goodwill full moon, which is about connecting the spirituality of all humanity and the goodwill of all peoples. Calling in that energy. Thanking the cosmos for supporting us beyond our wildest dreams when we open the creative flow of ourselves to include all that is. And calling in the energy of the earthquake. Can you imagine the hugeness of that energy? And now, in this moment, to transform it to energy of recreation for Nepal. And the energy of all who died and were hurt. Blessing them honoring their purpose for passing and calling in the energy of their purpose. In this meditation, making them catalysts for co-creating the new earth with us and redoing Nepal on all levels, and calling in the energies of Nepal, an amazing country, and the peoples that are still there. And the energies of all their temples and stupas. Thank you. And the energies of all the blessings that we brought into this program in the beginning, and all the more blessings we have to put into this energy basket because of this program. And bring all of this to the center of Nepal, where we also stand on a labyrinth. Remembering that the labyrinth is the womb of the goddess. And calling in the energy of the labyrinth. And all the different aspects of the labyrinth's energy in honor and blessing of ourselves and the labyrinth and the planet and Nepal. And now walking the fullness, the hugeness, the expansiveness of that energy into a focus through walking a spiral from the outside in, bringing all that expanded energy that we've called in, bringing it, walking a spiral labyrinth into the center. And as you walk into the center, all of that energy becomes more and more focused. And remember our focus for the rebuilding of Nepal and the co-creating of the New Eden. and anything personally that we need or desire. And that energy focus is getting more and more powerful as it gets smaller and smaller and tighter and tighter. And we get to the middle and we stand there and call all that energy in tighter and tighter and more powerful and more focused. And remember your personal focus too. And now turn in the opposite direction and let that focus flow out, that power from creating. This focus in such a small place, so now it's like a laser beam, focusing out and flowing out into Nepal and all of its needs and into the planet. For all of its support for new creation and into our lives in the places that we've asked focus for. As it gets bigger and bigger and covers more and more as we come out of the spiral into its hugeness. And let it flow, flow, flow into everything and everyone. And all around the planet. In gratitude and grace. And love and blessings. Blessings of miracles and wonderfulness everywhere for everyone. And you can stay in this space as long as you want. And next week we will be interviewing Aliyah Shaum around her book Grandmother You, which is a fairy tale she's created for, actually she created it for children, but I've been reading it and it's way beyond that. I mean, it is written in with for them, but it's so incredibly multidimensional and many leveled that the rest of us can grow from it too. I'm really excited about her book. I'm just blown away by it. And don't forget Stacy Goforth and Valinda Salva. And if you're looking for extra support that you can have 24 hours a day for holding the kinds of energies that you want to have, they make energy-infused crystal vibe jewelry. And you can go to crystalvibrationsjewelry.com and it'll lead you to their Etsy store, ETSY, and get their jewelry. And then I, too, on my website, iamgoddessiam.com, in my store have a CD on the Goddess Within, which is beautiful support too for meditations and accessing the different aspects of the goddess in the garden within you, your goddess garden. It's very beautiful. So I invite you to check that out too for your support. And have a wonderful week. And I'll be with you again next week with Aaliyah. Thank you very much for being here. I appreciate you immensely. You're amazing and you're so needed on the planet because we must be the change that we wish in the world, which Gandhi told us. And when we be it, it happens. And this program is about making sure that we have support to be it. So I'm loving you all, hugging you all, and I'll see you next week. Bye now.